One of the Korean team's name is Kongdu Monster. That's funny.
Why is that funny?
That's what I call, like, Pee Pee Poo Poo Team.
Pee Pee Poo Poo Team? What's wrong with you? Here we are. We're back.
Oh, like right now?
And we're back right now. Oh. Right now we're back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. I mean, I feel like I have to tell you, pay attention, but welcome back.
I did not think that was how we were going to start the show, well, but I'm good with it. I love it.
It's become a guessing game, I think.
Yeah.
You know,
now who knows?
I don't know. What I do know is that this is Tower Dive.
This Hooks, is that podcast life.
Hooks, Pan, you.
What season are we calling this? Because we had season one.
I guess this is season.
We did season two.
Did we do season two?
Kind of. We did five episodes.
We're like Dave Chappelle. I think we're like the Chappelle Show. Just less funny. But yeah, we're like the Chappelle Show because you know he went away for a while and played World of Warcraft in South Africa or something like that. I think that's what he did. And now he's back.
Is that what he did?
I'll be honest with you. I don't know if that's exactly what he did, but he disappeared.
Did he become a gold farmer?
He didn't go to South Korea or China.
Yeah. Went.
He went somewhere. Out of his mind, perhaps.
Yeah, but aren't we all?
To do this, we have to be.
That's a good point. But it's important to put yourself out there.
If you're watching, I'm assuming you're seeing the beautiful scapes of the LCS Championship Series below us. It's there-ish. There, that's where it is. No, there, it's like there. Well, I don't know. Whatever, it's in one of those places. What do I know?
Nothing.
Very little has been proven by many who are greater than I. But here we are, 2018 NALCS, and like EU2, I guess that's a thing.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I'm really less excited about EU than I have been in previous years.
I don't think I have paid attention to the EU scene in 2 years.
I like Reckless.
We did a full series. We did a full season of this podcast, and I did not pay attention to EU at all.
That was like we were just sort of, hey, an EU played a game, and Fnatic won.
Great. Depending on the week, it was, damn, Fnatic lost 17 games. What happened?
Yeah, but then Fnatic was awesome at the end of the season last year.
Yeah.
Or last season. I don't know. I mean, I guess it was last year because we are in 2018.
That's true.
Gasp. Gasp, 2018.
Did you just time hop?
I just...
took a step to the left.
Right? A jump to the left?
Is it step or is it jump?
It's a jump to the left and a step to the right.
Step to the right.
Or to the right.
Put your hands on your hips.
And bring your
Put your hands on your hips.
And bring your knees in time. We're singing the Time Warp on our show.
That's what happens.
This is what you've signed up for, people.
Yeah. At least I hope you signed up for it.
Stay classy, world.
Hopefully this isn't one of those scenarios where you find something really funny on the internet and you show it to a coworker and they do not find it funny and then you just kind of sit over their shoulder.
You're like,
hoping to God that they laugh.
Or you back away slowly.
Just fade into the ether.
And they turn around to be like, oh, hey, by the way. And then you're not there.
It's gone.
You Homer Simpson into the bushes.
And then you have to quit that job and move to a new city. Change your name. Get a new social security number.
Grow a mustache. Wear V-necks.
You're a V-neck guy now. I hope you're okay with that.
Now you have to go to orgies.
But I don't want to be an orgy guy. I'm not an orgy guy.
Wear leopard shirts.
Chaps.
Gold chains.
Wear a lot of aftershave.
Hush puppies.
Like the food or the shoes?
Both. You put the food in the shoes.
The hush puppy orgy.
Yeah, listen, it's a tough life. You know, we've all been there.
So don't show this to your coworkers.
Make sure you find it funny and you really buy into it before you go ahead and pass it around. But definitely pass it around.
Yeah, absolutely. Share it.
Share it. Tell your friends.
We're supposed to say smash that like button, right? Isn't that what people do? That's what the kids are doing?
Is that what all the kids on the YouTubes are doing these days?
We're supposed to, the first 5 minutes of a podcast is supposed to be smash that like button.
Also, I know there's a lot of people pointing down because that's usually where like buttons are. There's a lot of this happening, a lot of these moves.
A lot of
like
those.
We got the little fingers going down. Like, look, point, push these buttons over here.
Obnoxiously long intros.
Apparently, the LCS people, that being Jat and the other guys, think Hi, Hooney, Power of Evil, Mike Young, and Rainover are people to watch.
They've literally always been people to watch.
I mean,
I guess maybe not Mike.
Mikey Young has the dubious distinction this season of having like the worst win-loss record in all of the LCS, the NA LCS right now. Look at that. I think they're talking about him right now. Poor bastard. Poor little bastard. That, should we start talking about League of Legends?
Maybe. I believe that's what this podcast is about.
I feel like that's why we're here.
Yeah.
So we got this video playing in the bottom, you know, let's have a little fun with it.
Well, don't acknowledge it. If you look at it, it'll go away.
That's what happened before.
Nobody addressed the elephant in the room.
What? See, this would be great if we had like an artist and somebody drew an elephant sitting next to me and he looks like he's like drinking a beer. What?
See, that requires talent though. And employees.
And money.
And money.
All of those things are, let's see here. Look at this. Steven. Oh, yeah, that's right. So just starting off with this Liquid versus TSM game is Reggie and Steve had a bet going.
Uh-huh.
10 grand on the line to the winner. The loser would have to donate $10,000 to their to like a charity.
See, they messed up because they should have done this before the end of the year. Write it off on their taxes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't think Reggie or Steve from Liquid are hard up for cash and are worried about doing, you know, oh man, we better write that off.
Just saying, they could have
next year's taxes
much better.
Next year's taxes. I mean, it's a thing. But yeah, so that was that. Like the sub. I mean, the Team Liquid TSM match this year. It was the first game to open the NALCS. There was a lot of things on the line. I think I guess we'll say, right? Is that what we're gonna say?
Yeah. The traitor known as Double Lift. Those are strong words.
I feel like you can't call him a traitor anymore. He's just a mercenary. He's just a mercenary.
The grandpa known as Double Lift.
No, but think about it. He's just a mercenary now.
Is that such a bad life though? Being a merc?
I don't know.
From team to team.
Yeah, going to the highest bidder.
What do you think his rate is?
I'm sure he gets paid handsomely.
Probably too much.
Considering
he's never won anything.
We're paying a lot of money for a guy whose track record in games that are important is no victories, many losses. And he keeps going to better teams.
Or worse teams.
Well, I guess they were better on paper.
Yeah, and that's what he does. And he goes to teams that are better on paper.
Yeah, he needs to go to teams that are good.
Like the communism of League of Legends. It's great on paper.
I mean, League of Legends already this year, I feel like there's been a storm of just controversy surrounding League going into, you know, between franchising and then all of the changes. They removed the you know, the warding trinket, or it's part of a quest now.
No, just Sightstone.
Yes, that's right. Sorry,
You still got your trinket.
For some reason, my brain turned Sightstone off.
Can't be on the Rift without those trinks.
Gotta get those trinks, son.
Gotta get those trinks,
son.
All day.
Yeah, so, I don't know. But, yeah, so there's, like, they did that. You know, the whole franchising thing, like I said, that was a big, you know, a little hotbed item here.
Let's talk about that for 1 minute.
Sure, I would love to talk about that.
The franchising, because we got a whole bunch of new money.
And let's be fair, I feel like we were the old school bringer-uppers of franchising back.
We were advocates.
In the day. We were, yes.
Allies.
Oh, we were the champion of the franchise.
We did a whole episode on it.
We did a whole episode on it, and it was a good episode, if you ask me.
It was a little more informative, I think.
I feel like we did our homework on that one specifically.
Yeah.
And we were definitely notorious for not doing any homework.
Almost a real podcast.
If you had just taken that episode out of the microcosm, we were a real podcast.
Yeah, for one day.
For one glorious day.
When you wish upon the star.
But anyway, so franchising, please, dive in.
Oh, I just wanted to talk about it. I was hoping you would take the lead.
Oh, I assume that you had something to say about
No,
it.
not even a little bit. I just think that there's a I was reading Steve's AMA.
Steve from Team Liquid.
No, who runs C9? What's his
Jack.
name? Jack. He did an AMA.
Jack Etienne, whatever his name
Yeah,
is.
he specifically did it on Overwatch, but there were a lot of crossover league questions.
Well, I mean, I think the first big thing, not to cut you off here, but
You literally just cut me
I know I
off.
did.
How dare you,
Well,
sir?
get used to it. So, but you brought up an interesting thing with the whole franchising and then talking to Jack from C9. So Immortals was bounced from League of Legends
They got kicked.
because of their relationship with Overwatch.
Was it specifically that? I thought it
Yeah,
was also
because
they
they're
didn't
be,
have
because well
the.
because they're the LA team.
Oh, right.
Immortals is they own the LA team, if I'm not mistaken, and they like have their arena and stuff. And I think the whole issue was that Immortals was so heavily invested in Overwatch that Riot didn't love the fact that that was their direct competition, like down the road. So they told Noah Winston, thanks, but no thanks. We've reviewed your application and politely we decline it. I'm sorry.
This is how
Why?
Riot takes a good thing and shits all over
I
it.
mean, let's be fair. I was not the biggest Immortals fan,
No, we hate Immortals.
mostly just because they look like TSM Light.
Yeah, and they're fans.
And their fans are just, yeah, they're just the same
You know.
fucking dumbasses that are fans of TSM. But whatever, I digress. Fans nonetheless. They like their team, but it's like you're kicking them out. They're a well-run organization, although apparently some rumors would have you not to believe that, but I think they're unfounded nonsense.
It's the Riot Deep State.
Yeah, I kind of feel that that's we're not going to get into that.
All that
I'm
propaganda
not
coming
even
out
gonna
of a
touch
pizza
that.
shop.
But I feel like, yeah, right. I feel like it was, unfounded rumors or what have you, but like they weren't paying players or something. I don't think that was true at all. I don't even know if that was in fact the rumor, but I feel like there was something tied to that. But Riot's like, yeah, thanks, but no thanks. After which, I mean, after when they first brought them in, everyone's like blowing Noah Winston, like, oh, blah, 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 I love you. Your dad has a lot of money, and he gave you it, and he told you to create something and do something with yourself. So he did,
Wow.
and it was successful, and it was good, and they became a well-run team. But because they have something to do with Overwatch and are too close to, old Riot Games and League of Legends, the League of Legends home base,
Yeah.
can't have anything to do with that. Did you think that Overwatch wasn't going to go to LA?
Well, why would it? I don't
Isn't
understand.
that where Blizzard is?
There's so many great cities out there
Isn't
where you
that
could
where
have a
isn't that
have an
where
Overwatch League.
isn't that where Blizzard is? Which,
I
by the
mean,
way, on a side note, the Overwatch League's first couple of streams, talk about like pull in some views.
I've heard good stuff.
Yeah, I haven't. Well, I'm not gonna pretend like I watched it because I didn't. I turned it on for
I've
a.
only heard good
I've
things.
turned it on for a second, and the presentation is pretty slick. They were over 200,000 something views,
That's pretty good.
and the accidental racist memes were rampant.
Accidental racist memes? What
Yeah.
happened?
I mean, this isn't an Overwatch show. I don't want to get into it, but
Yeah, but you brought it up.
well, you know how Pepe the Frog is
Yeah, I know of him.
right. Okay. So there's a new meme that's kind of like Pepe the Frog. It's the Ugandan Knuckles.
Oh, is that why? I think I'm also just getting too old to follow memes.
I'll be honest with you.
I don't actually
Memes.
get
Memes.
Uganda Knuckles.
It's not because there's nothing to get. It's just not funny.
I am aware of his existence
Uh-oh,
and that
uh-oh,
he's
uh-oh.
supposed
Hanzo
to.
died. Sorry.
I'm aware that he is Ugandan and he will
Knuckles
show
is
me the
not
way.
Ugandan.
Is he not?
No. Ugandan?
Are there echidnas in Uganda?
I thought he's from
I thought it was Australian.
Sonic the Hedgehog, Goldvania. And like not a real place.
It's from Mystic Valley.
Is that where Sonic the Hedgehog is from?
I don't know. I think that's one of the levels.
That's not important.
Or stages, excuse me.
Green Hill Zone.
Green Hill Zone.
or the casino zone. Yeah,
casino
the
pinball.
Casino pinball is great too. So yeah, so in the so back to that's that. I don't want to go into all of that. But Team Liquid TSM. So there was a lot of heat following this game because you know TSM jettisoning Double Lift to the wherever he wanted to go, basically building a whole new team. No more Biofrost. No more Double Lift.
Right.
No more Svenskeren was their jungler. So they completely revamped. They were just like, Bjergsen and Haunzer, you're what we're left with. We're going to build a whole new bottom lane. We bought Sven and Mithy for a pretty penny. And we also have Mikey Young. Who? Whatever.
Fine.
He's American.
Yeah, he's going to be great.
Whatever.
He fills the North American requirement.
Yeah, he fills the North American, the rule of three.
Yeah.
So... And then Team Liquid just spent money in this offseason. Good on them.
Yeah,
they've a whole new team except for Poe Belter.
Was Ole on the team last season?
I think he was on the team the second half, maybe, or I could be completely wrong. I'll be honest, I really didn't spend a lot of time. I don't spend a lot of time paying attention to Team Liquid, but they were so bad last season.
They really should have kept that special. That's where Team Liquid really went down the drain.
Yeah, probably.
The second they lost X Special, man.
It was right now, they're probably, on paper, the best team.
You think so?
There's a strong possibility here.
I don't know. I think Double Left is secretly trash.
Secret's out.
Yeah. Cat's out of the bag. Sorry. I mean, so, you can't play a game this long and then have the kind of total lack of success he's had.
And to talk the way he does.
Yeah.
To have that attitude, I mean, I guess you need it to be a professional player, and
that's
fine.
He's secretly trash because he talks such a big game and people just believe him.
Right. Well, here, okay, this is actually good because I was watching this game, so we're approaching the 34-minute mark, and currently Team Liquid's up 1-0. It's a pretty pedantic game from this point. It's been outside of a couple of almost plays.
Yeah. Early dragons.
Yeah, early dragons. Actually, no, there has been... is there any dragons? Oh, yeah, that's right. The TSM got two dragons. So this was TSM kind of stranglehold on the game. And I remember watching this like, man, this is fucking boring. And just nothing was happening. And, you know, we're 12 minutes and 20-some-odd seconds into the game. And, like, okay... So something starts to happen. You see Mikey Young look like he got pinched for a second. Poe Belter dropped in. And you're like, okay. And then you see bot lane, like Ollie and Double Lift now come up because Mithy came up. And now shit's going down.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have a fight. Great save made by Sven to pull Mithy out. But at that point, we're not done yet. Wait, there's more. So here we go. Double Lift comes up. And if I'm not mistaken, this is when shit goes pear-shaped for TSM. Ults come in. Double Lift kills Sven. Mithy, who I believe has now used his ult. You know, they blow through the tower. Here's where they kill Mithy. Double Lift kills Mithy. Poe Belter kills Mikey Young. You know, right there, boom. Three big kills, and they get a tower out of it.
Mm-hmm. Everything's funneled on a Double Lift.
Pretty
because
much,
you can right click.
Yeah, pretty much. That was the last time TSM was in this game. Yeah. Mark it down. Write it down. 13 minutes. Last time you saw TSM competitive in this game. Absolutely ridiculous. And then just after that, just everything went to shit. You just start looking at things. Eventually, it becomes 7-0, 5-1 by 20 minutes.
That's pretty gnarly.
Yeah, Bjergsen just does nothing also. I would like to point that out. Who here is impressed with Bjergsen? Raise your hand. Okay, good. No one raised their hand.
Great.
Okay, good.
I was kind of nervous about that one.
I was worried. I was waiting.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's not a good player. Bjergsen's a fine player. Probably one of the best North American mid laners at this point. I don't know if it's a dubious distinction.
No, I think he's probably earned that.
Yeah, but here's the thing. When, like, the chips are on the line, like, I don't want to compare him to Faker because I don't think that that's fair to him. But think
not
about
fair
it.
to Faker.
Think of, there's only one Faker, but think about it. Last season's team, SKT, were not good. He carried them on his back to Worlds, and they got shit on in Worlds.
Yeah.
And they looked bad. Why? Because they weren't good. I feel like Bjergsen, if it was put on him to do that, those days are gone. He did that when he was with the Copenhagen Wolves.
Yeah.
He can't do that. Like, he's just never involved in fights. Like, here in this game, it's 15 minutes. He's 0-0-0. He's the he's the only person in the game who hasn't been involved in anything at this point.
Just in his defense, he is playing Ryze. I mean,
okay. You mean one of the hottest picks in mid right now?
Yeah, but it also takes a minute to get going. So
does it take 15 of them?
Yeah, it takes,
he's
20.
Because he's currently leading in CS over everyone. He's got the most CS in the game.
Because he's got them fundamentals.
Yeah, that's great. But it does nothing. He's turning into Froggen.
That's the path. That's what all Europeans do. That's the dream, baby.
Is it?
I think so. I think you just remind
me, when did Froggen win Worlds?
Oh, it's not about winning Worlds.
That wasn't the question I asked.
Winning.
The point is, and I think TSM fans need to start realizing this, like, this team needs an overhaul and not where they're overhauling it.
It's almost like they need new management.
Yeah, they're so bought into the traditional NA way of doing business and creating a team that they're just building a mediocre world stage juggernaut North American team. And right now they don't look like that juggernaut. They don't even have the juggernaut North American team thing happening for them.
Can I just pause for 1 second? You said SKT looked like trash last season.
They were a bad team outside of Faker.
I mean, they went 5-1 in groups, and then they took second place in the entire thing.
Trust me, they were like, if you look at anybody who like reviewed their team or watched their team, that was Faker and Faker alone. His presence, the amount of focus he takes from people, makes the other players who are good but not nearly as good as previous years have been. You know, the days of Piglet and Pumandu and even Bang and Wolf being the dominant bot lane that they once were.
Well, some people call Piglet a patch ADC.
He might have been.
He gets a season ADC.
He might have been. Doesn't change the fact that he's a world champion.
Yeah. One-time world champion.
It's more times than anybody in NA has been a world champion.
Fair enough.
Just saying. Yeah, I know a whole bunch of players in NA who would take that one-time world championship and run with it to the bank and trade off of it for the rest of their lives.
Right. I was a champion.
Yeah, can you imagine if Reggie took TSM and they won a world championship?
I cannot imagine.
I try hard.
That world is so foreign to me.
I try very hard not to. Or like Hotshot GG, could you imagine?
I would love to see Hotshot on the world stage with that trophy in his hands and the total like lack of expression.
Why,
on his face.
Nunu? Why?
So, never gonna live that down.
No, you're not. He will not ever live that down.
No.
But and also the reason I said no, you're not, is because you are Hotshot GG.
Yes.
You
we are, all know. You are no one's ever seen me and Hotshot in the same room together.
I have yet to do it.
Yeah.
There was that time I invited you to that live League of Legends event. You didn't want to go.
I couldn't make it.
You were already there.
I had a prior engagement.
You were already there. I have pictures.
I know.
So, yeah, here now, this is what I was talking about. Like, by 20 minutes, it's 7-0 and 5 towers. And TSM is just, like, why even bother at this point? Why bother? You're 6.
I kind of wish there were more forfeits in pro games, although I think that's bad sportsmanship.
Yeah, probably.
But still.
Is it bad sportsmanship or just conceding a losing effort and not wasting anybody's time? I guess when you're professional, you assume that there's always a chance, especially in League of Legends. I mean, think about it. One stupid play inside of the base and you can late enough in the game and you can take down like 7 towers in a row.
Yeah, I think it's just because I come from a StarCraft background and I'm so used to having one guy mess up one play and then just GG.
That's it. That's it.
That's it.
We're out.
There
Good
was
luck,
a time,
everybody.
This was forever ago, where Naniwa was playing.
Naniwa,
And
oh God.
He got cheese for like a 6-pool, I think. And he just quit. And then he walked away.
That's what you gotta do, man. That's what you gotta do.
So.
Let's see. I'm gonna scrub ahead a little bit because this was a fun little move too here. Let's get to where the game is basically over. Oh wait, I'd have to rewind to do that.
Oh snap. I don't know why you would put 10 G's on the line on this.
It was
first
for charity.
Game.
I give him credit. Oh, here
I
it
mean,
is.
Still.
It's 7-1. TSM finally got a kill. So Team Liquid was trying to do Baron here, right? Oh, man, trying to do Baron. So what do? They send Mikey Young in to try and steal Baron. Baron's like 3/4 health. He just gets obliterated, and that was just it.
Well, and you TSM, try.
Whoops, oh well.
If you don't ask, you can't complain.
They were like, Mikey Young, quick, get in there, do something. Oh, what am I supposed to do?
What am I supposed to do?
But here, Doublelift is 304, 247 CS. He's full build Tristana. You know, here is when just give up. Doublelift just gets another kill. You're onto your mid tower. It's this game, dude. This game.
I'm pretty sure Team Liquid's going to be fourth, though, end of the day.
I don't know, man. They may just trade spots with TSM this year.
Nah. TSM always does this for the spring too, though.
No, they didn't. They were good
spring.
Last year. Last spring.
Spring,
they were good. Last spring.
I think they started off pretty rocky.
I think we started off pretty rocky.
We always start off rocky.
Rocky.
But then they play Eye of the Tiger, and then everything's Gucci.
Everything.
See what it did there.
Gucci.
Brought it. Yeah, Gucci. That's what
oh,
the kids
Gucci
say.
With the G. I thought you said Gucci with
no,
a
no,
C.
No. Don't be crass.
That was weird. I thought you were being crass.
No. Don't be gross.
Fucking
get your mind out of the gutter.
They're just like Mike Young. Quick, go in there. Just watching this.
I kind of think after that game, he should change his name from Mike Young to Mikey Young.
Isn't it? I thought it was Mikey Young.
I think it's just Mike.
I
think he was trying to be professional.
I think
Mike
you're
Young,
right.
And now he needs to be demoted to Mikey.
I'm Mike Young, bitch.
And then when he starts playing better, like a grown up, he can be Michael Young.
Michael Young.
Mr. Michael Young.
Mr. Young.
Yeah, Mr. if he wins the spring split, he gets to be Mr. Young.
Mr. Young Esquire?
No. Mr. Young's my father. That's what he says.
Yeah, that's a good joke.
Thanks.
It's a solid joke. Solid
yeah,
joke.
I think that's
no,
pretty
I don't.
Good.
I don't mean you. I mean the Mr. Young is my father. Like that. That's
yeah.
A solid
I came up
joke.
With that.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
You didn't.
No.
It's not the point. It's not the point. The point is, I'm happy because TSM fans are sad.
Yeah, we're always happy about that.
Yep. Yep. But like TSM Team Liquid, other than that game being fun because TSM died, I mean, I'm not a Team Liquid fan. I don't really care what they do. They beat TSM and I'm happy about that. I'm going to keep saying that. But I'm more interested in like the newer teams that are in.
Yeah.
Because after this game, and I'm not going to pull up the video for it probably, but I'll let this thing continue because it's just going to keep playing some stuff. So you guys get a little extra treat of watching things. But after this game that interested me, and I believe this was actually the next game, was 100 Thieves and Optic. Now, in the battle of who has a worse fucking name, 100 Thieves won that one right out of the gate.
Oh, hands down.
I mean, Optic Gaming is from my, as if my rec, my re, memory serves me, is a very well-respected org as far as like Call of Duty and shit goes.
Yeah, they've been around for a little bit.
Yeah. 100 Thieves is one of these NBA money teams, if I'm not mistaken, again.
I think you're right, but also they have other franchises. It's not just League of Legends.
No, I know, but they're NBA money. Like, it was NBA money that got into League of Legends and other esports, and they were just like, yeah, let's go put together a whole org, kind of like what Echo Fox did.
They are affiliated with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Right.
That's hard to say.
Cleveland Cavaliers? I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, sure, if you don't know how to talk.
Well, you're a professional.
That's true.
Yeah.
I am a pro.
Is it weird that Meteos and Lemonation are back?
Is it weird?
That felt weird to me, seeing those guys both on the big stage. I just kind of thought they were like, you know, done. Their son had set. Their ship had sailed.
Lemonation's son is playing League of Legends, you know?
Yeah.
I agree. It's a little, and it's also very weird kind of seeing them all split up. You know, High is over here.
Yeah.
100 Thieves has like Meteos. I think Lemonade's on Optic. If
I think you're right.
he's oh yeah, he is. There, look, there it is. Perfect. Thank you, League of Legends video for showing me Lemonade. Yeah, that team Optic just is a team that I don't get.
What don't you get about them?
Lemonade, Arrow, Power of Evil,
Yeah.
Incadian. I feel like all they did was they just took a bunch of professional players, they put their names in a fishbowl, shook it up, and was like, "We've got Power of Evil now.
Yeah, that's, I mean,
We've got Arrow."
isn't that basically what Immortals did when they first came on the scene?
Well, Immortals took a bunch of has-beens and
Or,
made them a good team, except for Rain,
exactly.
and paid a lot for Reignover and Huni, who carried the shit
Exactly.
out of them.
Power of Evil, Arrow, Elimination.
Now, on the other side, 100 Thieves. Everyone hates on their jerseys, by the way, because they look like baseball jerseys.
Their logo looks like shit
Which
too, and
I'd like to
that's
point out, I find it funny that a team that has a majority stake of from a basketball organization has jerseys that look like baseball jerseys.
You can't expect them to walk out in basketball jerseys. That would be
Really?
silly.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I think that'd have been awesome.
I'm trying to get a picture of their jerseys.
It's just not good. But I do like their roster. I will say that. Their roster is very well rounded out, and when you look at it from
It
top to
does look
bottom,
like a baseball jersey.
no, it doesn't look like a baseball jersey. It's a baseball jersey. It looks exactly like one because that's what it is. That's like saying this looks like a donut. That fucking is a donut.
Oh, or is it a cronut?
No, it's not. It's an actual donut. Nobody eats
Love
cronuts anymore.
a good cronut.
Nobody
It's all
eats.
flaky.
You're flaky.
No, I
But
mean,
100 Thieves, like I said, I like their roster. Afromu, Someday, Ryu, Meteos, and Cody Sun is their ADC. I like their roster a lot.
I feel like they could have done better than Meteos,
You
honestly.
know what? I think he really fits their team.
Yeah, he's always been the guy. Oh, excuse me. He's always been the guy to go haul.
Whole
Okay,
ham.
one second.
Take a deep breath. Figure it
He's
out.
always been the guy to go whole ham and follow his team into whatever. So when you have players like Ryu and Someday and Cody Sun, honestly, and Afromu,
But I
yeah,
think
that makes sense in
I think that they're
context.
all smart players. And I
Yeah.
feel like Someday is one of those guys who Meteos won't have to babysit in top lane. You
Right.
know, and I feel like Afromu is really perfect for them because it gives them that veteran presence, that solid leader, that kind of unifying voice, the guy who you can listen to and trust. Because I feel like Afromu is just one of those supports where you're just like, you know what? I'm really glad that Afromu is here. Because he's not going to set me up and put me in a bad situation.
He's got his shit together.
And on top of that, their coach is Prolly.
Yeah, and probably the good coach.
Prolly's a great coach when you look at it statistically.
Yeah, I think he got it right. I think when he hung up the mouse and keyboard, he made good life choices.
It was, and I'm not sorry for this pun, probably the best decision he's ever made.
Ha ha! All right, show's over.
That's it. Hey,
Wrap
thank you, everybody.
it up.
Bam, 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 bam. And wait, isn't Optic their coach?
Their coach is Ed Helms.
I'm
Yes,
watching
I
him
know
on
you guys didn't know
screen.
that. A lot of people didn't realize Ed Helms was a big League of Legends fan.
From The Office?
Yeah, with the bow tie and the banjo. And then, he's making these picks, and I'm not sure if he's gonna break into an a cappella version of Staying
Break
Alive,
into Electric Boogaloo?
or if he's gonna like knock his tooth out and marry a
Ha, ha,
hooker. You never
ha,
know.
staying alive, staying alive. You can tell by the way I move my move me. No time to talk. Yeah, that's I do. That's
It's perfect.
friggin' Ed Helms. I love that.
I had no idea Ed Helms was such a big fan.
Right? I wasn't aware he was capable of coaching, but good on
Yeah,
him.
he's
Good
been
on
playing
him.
forever. Season one.
Almost as long as Lemonation's been playing.
Right? Almost.
He's a fucking he's old as fuck.
He's a geezer.
Right? I wonder if he still has that notebook.
He
What's
has
and what's
to.
Balls doing?
Ooh, that's a good question. Hanging out? Fucking
Hanging
cashing
out.
fat checks.
Is he cashing fat checks?
I don't know. Hopefully he had a savings account or
Because he ain't
something.
on C9 anymore, and he ain't on FlyQuest, and he ain't on the Golden State Warriors team.
What is Balls doing, though?
Balls is just hanging around. I don't know.
He was a previous top laner for FlyQuest.
Yeah, but FlyQuest, that's not the team anymore.
I don't think he's on a current roster.
Yeah.
Oh, he might be on the Challenger team.
Is that still a thing?
Well, there's the Academy now.
Oh, that's right. Like your minor leagues.
Yeah. He might be in the minor league.
Now, this game, this 100 Thieves Optic, go back to this game. Like I said, I like 100 Thieves a lot. I'm interested to see what they do going forward as the season progresses. But fuck me, running this game was long.
Boring.
Holy shit.
Shut it down.
It's going to be going on underneath me and you. But the first tower wasn't taken until almost 17 minutes in this game.
Oh, fuck. Is Sneaky on the Academy team?
I thought Sneaky was on C9.
Oh, is this this whole C9 roster?
Yeah, it's Sneaky's, just whole... Sneaky's still on C9.
That almost gave me a heart attack. It's like, good God, what does this world come to?
There's Ed Helms.
I love it.
So, yeah, but this game, 17 minutes, first tower. 18 minutes, first kill in the game. 18 minutes before there was a kill. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
I don't think Balls is playing anymore.
He's probably, maybe he's playing with himself.
Playing with his balls.
That would make sense. Maybe he can be on the team with what's this fuck?
Chouster?
Yes.
He's gonna go hang out with Chouster.
Like Voy Boy, you know, the Legends team.
The meme team.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
That they were terrible.
They were terrible. The dumb part is they could have been good if they just took it seriously.
Probably.
But they did not.
Right?
Oh, well.
Live and learn. But yeah, so the 100 Thieves and Optic game, I mean, I just don't physically have the fortitude to go through this game again because it lasted 64 minutes and 28 seconds.
That's unreal. And totally uncalled for.
And totally unnecessary.
Yeah. Do you think they could just like take a pee break in the middle? Just pause.
No, you piss your pants.
Just piss your pants?
Although, remember there was that time when Alex Ish had to stop and pee.
Yeah, I would.
And stop and puke.
I would 100% take that pause. Especially if you have to duke it out.
Like, yeah, do you poop beforehand? I mean, you got to poop beforehand.
You have to poop before you go on stage.
Got to have a pregame poop.
That's very important. Any sports analyst will tell you that.
That's just like 101 right there.
Just life advice.
That's League 101 right there.
Yeah, shit
don't get involved in a professional event and have to poop.
Yeah.
Take care of that shit beforehand.
Literally and
both literally and figuratively. Take care of that shit beforehand.
Uh-huh.
So what do you think of New Swain, by the way?
I don't know. I'm sure it's fine, and I'm sure there's a whole bunch of Swain mains that are all pissed off about it.
I mean, I'm not a Swain main, and I don't like it.
It's not even out yet.
I've seen it.
I'm sure it's fine.
It's black and red. He just looks like the Vladimir Ultimate skin again.
It's dope.
No.
People love Vladimir. He's got blood.
People love black and red.
He's all like...
Yeah, but like no blood. More. He's got doesn't have the cane and Beatrice. No more Beatrice.
Who gives a shit? It's a dumb bird.
I just like okay. Look.
Also, I had no idea that was the bird's name until people started complaining about it.
That's true. I did not know that Beatrice was the bird's name, but I do now. So I'm going to say it a bunch. Beatrice, Beatrice, Beatrice. Deal with it.
How dare you?
How dare all of you
get rid of a bird that I have never paid attention to?
I've never played Swain a day in my life. How dare you change him? And look, did he need an update? Yeah,
sure. Yeah.
But you could have kept like the character of the character because here's my issue. There is a lot of disparity in the League of Legends creative team when it comes to skins and champions.
Yeah.
Some of them, they nail. Other times, really miss the mark.
Pugmaw.
Miss the mark. No offense, but I don't like it. Sorry. Also, I mean, it's going to be in this game because Cody Soon plays Kog'Maw and uses the Pug'Maw skin.
Terrible.
I just don't. Yeah, I don't see the lure of it.
No, it's ugly.
It's goofy, but for
it
all
makes
the wrong
terrible noises
for all the wrong reasons, it's goofy.
Yeah, it's not like Pajama Alistair.
That's great.
That's dope.
Pajalistair.
Yeah.
But
or like action figure Reddington. Like those were great.
Right.
And then there's Pugmaw.
Not so good.
Sorry.
I missed the mark. But and like take that a step further and you go to like the champions. Like, let's go back. Yasuo, he's one of those champions who like why everything about him is just stupid.
I don't know. I think he's pretty well designed. He's a big pain in the ass, but no, at least he's interesting.
But everything is like a fucking mini game with these champions now.
He doesn't really even have that big of a mini game.
I don't know. Everything. I just feel like there's so many of these gimmick champions. Like Zoe. Yeah, Zoe's a dumb gimmick champion.
I refuse to play her. She's too much stuff going on.
She's just a dumb gimmick champion.
Too much stuff.
Like, she just disappears all over the place. Like, oh, look, I'm going to be here. Now I'm over here. Ha, 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 ha. Look how fun I am. No, dude.
That's her whole shtick.
And if I'm not mistaken, the guy who designed Yasuo is the same guy who designed Zoe.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I can see those parallels.
Yeah, everything is just a dumb game with that designer.
He likes mini games.
Oh, it's just obnoxious. Just make a good champion. Stop making just fucking bullshit.
He wants to make 5 champions and put them in 1.
Yeah, great.
That's what you want.
It's just lame. But but back to the point of Swain. So yeah, they're really great at making is fantastic looking art, and these wonderful models, and these great textures. Not taking anything away from the quality of the work put into it, but as far as the design goes, really just boring. Swain is just a guy. An edgy guy.
To play Devil's Advocate, he was just a guy before.
But at least
he had a limb.
But he had character. His character had a point.
He was a dude with a bird.
I couldn't give a rat's ass about lore in this game. You know that. You know I'm the first person to make fun of somebody when they complain about lore.
But now you're complaining basically about lore.
But I'm not complaining about lore. I'm complaining of the fact that the characters that they have, they're all falling, like, it's starting to become just this static, like, really bland, really vanilla, good art, no substance characters. And that's what's happening. That's what's happening. And when the characters do have personality, we'll call it, their whole entire kit's a dumb minigame.
But people love minigames.
No, they don't.
I gotta look up the last couple champions that have been released so that we can really talk about this. Here we go. Ornn, fairly unique.
Yeah, but again, he's got his kit's kind of a dumb minigame.
Not really.
Maybe not really. He's very popular.
He's basically Rumble 2.0. Flamethrower, CC. He's got a brand new status, Brittle, that was added to the game.
With that, he also got that silly item thing where he can like buy like special items.
Well, the whole team can buy special items.
Yeah.
But that's not a mini game. I think that's interesting. Then there was Kane before him.
Edgy.
Kane is super edgy. But he's also pretty unique where you got to run through the walls.
I don't know if he's necessarily unique. He's kind of static.
And then there's two very different champions you get to pick from, Shadow Kane and Darken Kane.
Yeah, like, but
that's pretty good too.
I don't know. He just comes across as a guy. He just looks like Tryndamere to me.
But he's not.
Yeah, but he kind of is.
Not really.
Like, he's like Tryndamere 2.0.
He's like not even close to Tryndamere.
He's a guy who runs around with a big sword. Ooh,
the scythe.
Good design. Looks like a giant sword when you're playing with it, though. It's
definitely a scythe.
Whatever.
Looks like a big scythe.
Looks like a big sword.
Zion Rakan, who I think are both dope.
Yeah, they're okay. I'll give you them. They're not bad.
Then it was Galio.
You're coming. That was a remake.
And then it was Camille.
Galio, again, they made him kind of bland.
Yeah, but better than what he was. At least he has an identity now.
I guess a little bit.
His kit's not the most exciting, but he who he is.
And Camille is just Fiora 2.0.
Yeah, and then Ivern, who was kind of a shit show.
And Ivern, who's just worthless, just terrible.
He was good for a minute when Artificer was broken.
Yeah, now he's just miserable.
Yeah, again.
But the point that I'm making is that the characters. Like, they're just, I don't know, they're just, I feel like they're getting away from kind of creating fun characters and interesting characters and just kind of either creating characters that are just difficult for the sake of being difficult, either in mechanics or in playing against them.
See, I don't think any of these champions have very, with the exception of Zoe, whose kit's all over the place, I don't think any of these guys have a very difficult kit. I mean, Ornn is you turn on your flamethrower,
no,
you
to
run
play,
forward.
no, to play against, like difficult to play against. Like they just make them like, oh, you know, it's not even like it's overpowered. It's just nonsense.
Nah. I think the only one that fits that mold is Zoe.
Well, this whole conversation came up a while ago and we were talking about Zoe. And then we were talking about specifically the designer who created Zoe.
Because the Evelyn rework is pretty clear. Ornn's pretty clear. Kane's pretty clear. I mean, all this stuff is
Kane's is very bland to me. He's very bland to me.
I don't know.
He's a very boring character.
He's not the most exciting.
He's very
He's dark
boring.
And edgy champion, for sure.
Also, the Varus rework.
Did he actually get a rework, or was he just tuned?
Well, his whole entire...
Oh, his lore was rewritten.
And he was redesigned visually. He got a visual.
Was he really?
Yeah, he got a
I
visual
I thought he just
rework.
Got a new splash.
I thought he got a visual rework, too.
Mm.
A bit of a cleanup to match his splash.
I don't know. But his kit's the same.
I think so. No, I think it changed a little bit.
I think it's still the same. 3-hit, corrupted arrows.
I'm not going to pretend like I know exactly, but I know that there were some changes done to him. It might have just been visually. I don't know if his kit was touched. I don't particularly remember off the top of my head. But people lost their fucking minds about it because they made him gay.
Lore. Yeah. Because now he's a homosexual.
Because now he's gay. And he's like, he's one with his lover.
Who cares?
People apparently do.
I mean, good for him. I hope he's happy.
Nice thing about that is it doesn't matter. Cause
yeah, his kit's exactly the same.
Okay. I wasn't sure. I'm not going to pretend like I knew. I thought they changed it, but I was wrong.
No.
But I was wrong. Speaking of Ornn, he's like the most banned champ right now. Like, he's like...
Yeah.
As a top laner.
He's super OP.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure what makes him OP.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Is it just like a bully?
Yeah, I think he's tough to land against. I think it's just his tempo. The way that his flamethrower is always on cooldown. You can run forward, bust a trade, and then walk away.
His ult is pretty fun.
The ult is cool. The big boar or ram. Boar.
So right now, since we're coming almost to that time. So it's we're just done with week one.
Yes.
Who is your team? Who's gonna come out spring split number one? Gun to your head.
Gun to my head. I am going to say. Hold on, I'm looking at rosters right now. If you have it ready, you go first. Gun to your head. I take the gun. I take the gun from you.
You took the gun from me? That didn't happen.
And then I pointed at you.
I handed you the gun.
It is definitely not Clutch.
The gun or the team?
No, the team. I think Clutch is middle of the pack.
I think Clutch is bottom of the barrel.
Really? I think they're definitely top eight. But
isn't there only 10 teams?
Yeah. So they're not the bottom two.
Oh, so they're not the last two?
Yeah.
There's no more relegation.
Exactly. Echo Fox, I think.
Echo Fox is real good.
Their team looks good.
They're real good. I think they're top three.
I think Echo Fox makes the playoffs at least.
My top three right now, gun to my head, are Echo Fox. This is no order. Echo Fox, 100 Thieves, Team Liquid.
Who's on Cloud9 right now?
Same.
I don't know if they replaced
Impact with Licorice.
And everything else are the same. Oh, they have Svenskeren.
And they replaced Contracts with Svenskeren.
I liked Contracts.
Yeah.
That's a shame. Sneaky Smoothie. I don't know if they're going to really do it. I think they'll make it to playoffs.
What's his name? Their mid laner.
Golden Guardians, I know they're in last place right now. They may turn it around towards the end of the season.
Who's on their team again?
Lurlo, Contracts, High, Deathly, and Matt.
I don't think so. I think they're going to be a
bottom. Loco Doco's their head coach.
Yeah, but I think they're going to be a bottom.
They're either going to be last place,
I think they're
or
bottom
they're going to go on a tear at the end of the
Optic,
season.
I think Optic is going to be last place. No offense to Optic, but I think they're going to be in last place. I feel like their team has no identity. Poor Ed Helms.
No, they don't.
But they don't have an identity. They don't have strong enough individual players. I feel like Arrow's better days are past him.
I think Power of Evil's better days are past him. I think he got the yips and never recovered.
I think, yeah, it's possible. I mean, I like Power of Evil. He's a smart player, but I don't think he's good enough to be your best player.
He was at one point.
I don't know. He was on a team that fit him, his style of play really well. When you took him out of that atmosphere, his game suffered.
Okay, top three for me. Echo Fox.
Right.
Clutch.
Okay. Interesting.
And
CLG.
Just the C's.
Only the C's.
Probably Liquid. I think Liquid's going to do well. Liquid's going to do well just on their experience.
Liquid spent a lot of money on their team, and they have a lot of quality players when you look
It's usually
them.
Pretty good to follow the money, too.
Yeah, that usually works. And the thing is, they didn't put their money in just big names. They put their money in very solid players.
I'm really interested to see that when the season comes to an end, how these NBA teams handle roster changes.
I think they're going to handle them fine.
It's going to be different. It's going to be they're going to sit down with each player. They're going to see what goals they accomplish. It's going to be like your usual corporate, quarterly reviews.
I mean, I think that they understand what they're trying to accomplish as far as, building a market and creating something long lasting. I think the best thing that's happened to League of Legends is that real professional organizations got involved. I find it interesting that it's only NBA teams, really.
Isn't that weird?
Well, yes and no, because the NBA, like, I feel like the NFL, an NFL team doesn't have the time to really worry about something other than the NFL. And I feel like baseball and esports are too far apart.
Really?
As far as culture goes.
I think you could moneyball the shit out of League of Legends.
Yeah. I'm not saying you couldn't, but I think that the general the baseball fan and the person that owns a baseball team, baseball's a lot of old money.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
NBA is a lot of – NBA, I mean, is a young man's game. Basketball is a young man's sport. You know,
you make a good point.
It's, you know, you think about team owners and the people that are, you know, trying, they're either former players or like .com guys or, you know, young rich people that like, hey, you know, I want to get involved in a sport and I love basketball because it's, you know, it's flashy. That's the big reason is because it's taking something, you know, basketball is traditionally, you know, viewed as pretty flashy.
Next year, I think Justin Timberlake buys into League of Legends.
I don't even think Justin Timberlake knows what League of Legends is.
No, he definitely does. He's going to rename Clutch Gaming to Sexy Backs.
No way, man.
It's going to be awesome.
See, someone from the Backstreet Boys should, and then they could be Backstreet Gaming.
Oh, yes. I love it.
I mean, come on. I feel like that's just right there. But they're all like 50 now. So
teed up.
Bring it up.
Take the shot.
Right? So what do you think of what do you think of Ovaly? Ovaly? Is am I saying it right?
Ovaly?
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 Ovaltine?
North American Shocks. I think she's good. I think she's genuine and she's funny and she handles her interviews well.
I think she's endearing because of how big of a dork she is. I mean that in the most respectful way. I don't mean that as a bad thing. I mean, we're creating a show talking about League of Legends. You know, I mean, we're not in the position to judge somebody in a negative light and call them a dork.
I'm so cool. You don't know how cool I am. I'm like the most popular kid.
I know how not cool you are.
In the entire
I will say this. She's learned a lot from Travis.
But just the good things.
At least I was gonna say that's a negative
articulation.
I was gonna say that's a negative as far as I'm concerned.
I think she interviews well.
She does. I think she I believe that she honestly watches the game and cares about the game and is a fan of League of Legends first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's a total weeb.
That's okay.
I mean, I'm not putting that as a negative, but I'm just saying, I'm not putting it as a positive.
You call someone a weeb, that's a negative.
She's a self-professed weeb.
I'm
just repeating what she's saying.
You can own it, girl.
I think you have to.
Own it with your weird pillows.
I did laugh that she's like, I went into the stylist and I was like, fix me.
That's what they're there for, man.
Yeah, well, you know.
I wish I had a stylist.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
I wish
maybe
I had...
one day when we're famous.
Yeah, right.
We'll ride our motorcycles onto the LCS stage.
Oh, man.
It's going to be dope.
I'll be in the motorcycle. You'll be in my sidecar.
Yeah, sidecar, though. I don't ride, bitch.
Yeah, you're going to be a sidecar, but you're going to have the helmet with the spike on.
The Kaiser helmet?
Yeah, and the big goggles. It's going to be awesome. Oh.
Yeah, VD day.
I can't wait. That day is rapidly upon us. One
right,
day.
I'll have to grow a mustache. Well, I have a mustache. I'll have to shave down to a mustache.
It has to get burlier.
That's as burly as it gets.
That's as burly as it gets. You at least got to, on the sides, you know, twirl a little bit.
I don't know if it'll actually do that.
Get a little twirl.
Oh, actually, it might a little bit.
It could. Got to get wax. Got to get the wax, yeah. Maybe. Wax.
It freaks me out.
How's that?
Does it look better?
Does it look better?
And I twirled it.
It kind of looks like a lot of the same. Oh, and here, let me give some advice. League of Legends, if you're listening to me, you're not, but you should. Listen to me. Your 10 thoughts is the worst thing I've ever read.
10 thoughts?
Yeah, they did this thing, 10 thoughts after week one. It is one of the worst things I have ever read. It was written by the biggest fucking just scrub.
Was it a Riot employee?
I don't know who wrote it. It seems like it was just an avid Reddit user.
If it's just some guy, that's forgivable. Ken Adams makes a Reddit post, no one cares. But if it's a Riot employee, that's
it had to be. It was on the League of Legends site.
I mean, anyone can post.
No, it wasn't on like a forum. It was like a thing. Like it was like 10 things that you should know after week one. It's just so fucking bad.
This or that worst team in LA? Is there a TLDR? No.
Worst team in LA?
NA. They did a this or that worst team in NA.
Oh, the worst team in NA is Optic. Golden
Guardians right now, Guardians? Technically. Let's see what they say.
Is it Reddit?
Don't tell me. No, it's on the league site.
Oh.
It's like a whole show.
Oh, I don't want to watch a whole show, man. Yeah.
No. Yeah, I mean, it's only 6 minutes.
That's five and a half more minutes, and I care.
Man.
That's five and a half more minutes, and I give a shit about.
Oh yeah, 10 thoughts. It's written by a rioter.
Told you. Who wrote it? Does it say?
I'm sure it does. It is by Keen Lamb.
I don't know who that is, but he needs to go back to fucking creative writing 101.
And he needs to go back to just 8th grade writing.
Go back to school, man. Your writing is like just atrocious.
Keen Lamb is a content producer for LOL Esports.
I don't want to find
awful,
more.
Slashed out. Great jokes and commentary on his Twitter.
Great jokes and commentary. I'll go on his Twitter.
He has a great head of hair, though.
That's unfortunate.
Is that? I don't believe that picture is him for a minute.
I mean, I'm not going to look at it right now, but.
Oh, no, that's him. Wow.
So he's got good hair? Or is it, like, ridiculous hair?
I don't know if it's his head photoshopped onto a model's body, but he does have great hair. I think that's a shop.
Well, not surprising me, but he's a terrible writer. Just an absolute hack. A total hack. Like, between the terrible puns that he tries to use, you know, listen. Am I saying that I'm like Jerry Seinfeld as far as comedy writing goes or Larry David? No. But you want to know what? I'm not I mean, it's just, he's just corny. Like, it's like League of Legends jokes as written by someone's grandmother.
I wish my grandma watched League of Legends.
My grandma, I'm really glad, doesn't. She wouldn't understand it anyway, so it doesn't matter. Is there anything else I have here? That I wanted to end with. Is there anything you'd like to end with here?
No, man. I'm just the color.
That's racist. You got to be careful with that. You're white as white can be, and you're southern.
Not that kind of color.
Be careful. Watch yourself.
metaphysical
Watch
kind.
yourself. Captain Hooks has a zero tolerance policy.
That's probably for the best.
Zero tolerance, man. No warnings. None at all. I just go straight to your house and kick in your fucking door. Can you imagine if that's how people like handled like the Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back way of people on the internet?
Sorry, what? I was just engrossed in Keen Lamb's Twitter.
Wow, that's bad. I said, you know, like if you handled the internet trolls like they were handled in Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back.
Oh, we go track them down and beat the shit out of them.
Yeah, yeah, and yeah.
What
you know,
the fuck is the internet?
Did you say? And I quote, "Jay and Silent Bob are fucking clown shoes." Yeah, he throws the fucking book, and he like I would love that to be the case. Yeah. Except well, now it's the flip side of that, and now they SWAT you.
On that note, Hooks and Pan are fucking clown shoes.
Hooks and Pan have been clown shoes before clown shoes were cool. We're hipster clown shoes.
Hipster clown shoes. That's just bowling shoes.
I was going to say, that's a pretty good team name. Hipster clown shoes?
It's terrible.
Hipster clown shoes League of Legends team.
It sounds like a new brewery that just opened up last week.
There is a clown shoes brewery as a beer.
Makes sense. There's also an ass clown brewery in Charlotte.
Yeah. Clown shoes is actually a pretty popular beer, if I'm not mistaken.
Anyways, let's end it.
All right. As always, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We're going to be doing this again, whether or not you want us to. And we will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Later.